This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We're living here in Breadfeed's town. Without him, Patrick is not around. Out at Arrowhead, they're winning games, throwing touchdowns, holding parades. And Travis is catching the ball, dropping dimes to Tyreek and more. And our sacks are coming from Chris Jones. Ty's making plays. We need more parades. And we're living here in Breadfeet Town.
They announced Dodd Simmons, offensive tackle.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it. Don't like it.
Jay, buddy,
Jay!
Do explain, sir. Well, why the negative mindset, sir?
Well, you know what? I'm just being honest. I mean,
that's fine.
You know, I could fake it. There's going to be a lot of media reports in this town, and people like to pick. And I'm just giving you my honest opinion. Matter of fact, I could ask 10 people what Josh Simmons' number was at Ohio State, and 9 of them would be wrong.
71.
Yeah, you got it right.
So at least 8 will be wrong now.
I said 10 people.
Right. Two of them, so now 8 would be wrong on that one.
Okay, but then what professional sport did his father play?
Now we're getting to like this sort of stuff.
Basketball. He was Arthur Simmons that played for the Boston Celtics back in the day.
No, his dad does a podcast. His dad's name's Bill.
And his San Diego State days.
Yeah. Oh, nice. All right, so,
how big is his dad's arms?
You came in guns ablaze, and Brett Veach doesn't take Ohio State. And doesn't take Big Ten. Right there, he took that guy. And here's why
I didn't say Big Ten, because they have taken Big Ten, Karloftis and stuff like that. I said Ohio State.
The other schools really don't count. It's Ohio State and everybody else in that conference, Jay. Let's not kid ourselves, okay?
Well, you know what? Bobby's such an Ohio State legend. He only played 6 games this year and didn't play any playoffs or the title game.
Well, sometimes that happens. And guys get injured and they're not able to play, and then they get into the big leagues or they get into the NFL and they're just fine. Like, this is a pick for the future more than it is for anything. And so from that standpoint, I do like it. And all the guys on ESPN, not that their opinion is any better than yours, but watching those guys last night, you know, the Lou Riddicks of the world or whatnot, they're like, this would have been a top 10 pick if he wasn't injured.
He would have been. I remember all the ESPN people trashing and crapping on the Mahomes pick. I remember sitting there doing a post-game show when people were saying I was an idiot, he's never going to work out, and they missed on Deshaun Watson. I remember sitting there for that. So a lot of people are wrong when it comes to the draft.
Most people are wrong, Jay, when it comes to the draft, right? Like, the majority of people and the majority of takes and the majority of conversation about these players in the draft, everybody's wrong on this, because it's hard to be right because you're factoring in humans and how they want to adjust to the NFL.
I hope I'm right, Bob. I hope I'm right. I mean,
I hope you're wrong. Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. That's what I meant. Yeah. I do like the fact that Brett Veach schooled the Eagles for a 5th-round pick.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Chiefs were going to take Jod Campbell anyway.
Right, but I think what Howie Rose said after that pick, they thought somebody else was going to jump the Chiefs and get that guy. So that's why they wanted to go ahead and do that.
Well, some of that makes sense, but it is. I mean, they do have like 3 6th-round picks or 3 5th-round picks for left. The Eagles do, so maybe They have too many guys to pay, and they didn't want to do it. But, yeah, I think it was great the Chiefs got back in to that fifth round with that draft pick. Just not wild about it. I mean,
that's fine.
You know, the Chiefs brought him in for a top 30 visit. I get it. They looked at him. They obviously were happy with where he was. I will say this, 31 other NFL teams decided to pass on him. He almost got out of the first round. For a guy, like you said, that was left tackle one going into the season, there's a lot of people had some doubts. The patellar tendon is kind of a rare injury. That is not an injury that people have come back from right away. I mean, it takes a while, especially when you have surgery on it to that point. It is not an injury in the NFL that they're used to dealing with.
So, Jay, who would you have taken at number 32 then if you don't like this pick?
Well, I would have gone Luther Burden.
Okay.
Sitting out there, I mean, because the offensive line, I don't think you get a real true tackle unless you move up. Unless the Chiefs got to bargain him. I know where they got him. They got him because clearly without the injury, he was probably going to be way out of their range, price range to get had he not been hurt. But they got the Ferrari that was in a car wreck, and it's been fixed up, and hopefully it's ready to go, and the Chiefs can fix that problem. I do think it is interesting, and when people think it's a joke about the short arms, Andy Reid's never drafted a left tackle under 34-inch arms. It's never happened. Like, this is a first. And I did mention they have bent on that a little bit because Jalen Moore doesn't have 34-inch arms, but they went and signed him in free agency. So it is something they have done. I would have gone Burden. All the talk with the Chiefs about being wide open and throwing the ball downfield, I was like, all right, they're going to go for some offensive skill positions. I don't mind the tackle. Trust me, I don't mind the tackle. I just thought that might have been a reach. When Ursary sitting out there from Minnesota at left tackle that I thought would have been fine for the Chiefs instead of Simmons, but this is the direction they go. But I saw a playmaker sitting there in Luther Burden that I hope they would have gone with.
So, Binkley, let's talk about tonight. As night one is in the books, we get back to pick 33. The Chiefs right now have three picks. What's the strategy tonight for Jay Binkley if you are Mr. Brett Veach?
Well, hopefully running back is one of them. Such a deep running back draft. Hopefully Dylan Sampson at Tennessee is an option. Maybe Josh Farmer on defensive tackle now. Mm-hmm. Florida State, since they go offensive line with that first pick, hopefully they address – defensive line. I really like Josh Farmer could be late second round, early third round, unless team really falls in love with him and drafts him earlier in the second. I can't rule out that Brett Veach doesn't trade up in the second round.
Mm. If he did that, where do they go?
So unless there's a run on running backs starts to happen and some of the good running backs are starting to fall off the board, I could see the Chiefs saying, all right, this is the time to go out and get them. If the Dylan Sampson of the world start, you know, falling off the board, they move up to get him. Luther Burden certainly is an interesting guy that's still out there for the Kansas City Chiefs. If they want to go to the wide receiver group, kind of the – I think Luther Burden's still in that first grouping of wide receivers, mm-hmm. but if they still want to get that – they can move up, but hopefully it's a running back and wide receiver today.
You mentioned that a lot of teams passed on Josh Simmons. A lot of teams passed on Luther Burden. Is there any indication of why that is?
It's weird. Maybe just being a true slot guy, people didn't want. I don't know. I think Luther Burden is going to be a good NFL player. I saw the same thing happen with Cooper Kupp when he kept sliding in the draft as well, and he became a Super Bowl MVP. So teams do get it wrong at times. I like Luther Burden. I liked him at the beginning of the year. A lot of people liked Luther Burden. Matt Miller thought he was the best wide receiver in the draft. I 100% agree with that. I don't know. It's weird. The wide receiver position just, you know, people didn't jump on it with the seven first-round picks like last year. I do expect a lot of that to happen on day two.
Jay, what do you expect for Shedeur Sanders that he fell out of the first round now? Where do you think, A, where do you think he's going? And B, were you surprised to see him fall out of the first round?
I think he's going to be Cleveland Brown. They have two picks in the next four picks. So they pick the first pick in the second round and the fourth pick in the second round. So I think that it could be Shedeur Sanders there. And I think the 40th pick, he could go. I hope he picked tonight. I do believe. I mean, who knows? I do think the guy's talented. I think people were kind of worried about a lot of the other things that were involved, maybe too cocky, didn't interview well or whatever. Who cares? I just know the guy was sacked 152 times, didn't have a running game or an offensive line, and still was good. But not a lot of teams like the Browns. I think the Browns could get him in one of their top four picks here in the second round.
Does that spell success for him, though, going to Cleveland?
No.
No.
I don't think anything spells success for playing quarterback in Cleveland. There's a reason why that mannequin in that downtown has every quarterback's name they've drafted.
Yeah.
Who won night one of the draft?
Oh, it's hard to say. I like the fact that Atlanta traded back in the first round. I know some people are going to be hesitant, but going out and getting two edges like they did, Atlanta saw a need and said, hey, we got to get to the quarterback. We need to be able to do this, and they went out and did it. As far as the AFC West teams, I like what Denver did. When running backs go to Raiders and with the Chargers, Denver's like, all right, how do we stop the Chiefs? How do we stop this Chiefs run? Let's bulk up our secondary. Let's put Patrick Sertan on one side and Jahdae Barron on the other. So if you want to get to Mahomes, it's about stopping the Chiefs. They do what the Eagles did. And even though they didn't blitz the Chiefs, they got to them with their front. So if you want to stop elite quarterbacks like that, it's with pass pressure or pass rush pressure, and it's with cornerbacks shutting them down. So I actually think Denver did the right thing there.
You think, though, the Chiefs are going to allow themselves to ever get beat again like they did against the Philadelphia Eagles, or is that the all offseason? Everybody's going to take that Philadelphia playbook. Don't you think the Chiefs are going to counteract that this offseason and say this is not happening again?
I think they will. I mean, it does happen. It happened to them in the Buccaneers game, where Mahomes is running for his life, so they decided to rebuild that offensive line. It happened again. I'm sure it'll happen again down the future, but that Philadelphia defense was something special. That pass rush and what they did in the Super Bowl was special. None of the AFC teams could figure it out. Philadelphia certainly did.
Well, Binkley, rest those vocal cords as you get back at it on Saturday for a long day of NFL draft coverage. Last night was great. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you next week, brother.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. I wasn't wild about the pick, but you know what, though? That happens.
Yeah. Hey, people's minds can change, and you're one that I believe
in. Are you inviting people over to the house tonight since the Royals are playing? Do it like a live draft show for certain people?
Shirtless.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I may do that, yeah.
All right, Binkley, get some rest, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, brother.
Thanks, Jay.
That is Jay Binkley, our draft insider.
Big fan of the pick.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
Funny text at the top. Yesterday was Christmas for Binkley. He opened up his gift and he got socks.